Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness Radio. I'm Dr. Chan, and I'm here with Coach Saya. Coach Saya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Dr. Chan. Great to hear you after so long.
Great to hear you, too.
So welcome, hello. Welcome, listeners. Hi, Melanie. Hi, Melanie Oyedina. I'll just do a little introduction for our listeners. So welcome all. September's episode of Growing Consciousness. This month's episode is A Spiritual Journey to African Spirituality and Initiation to Santeria. We're joined by our special guest, Santeria Priestess Melanie Oyedina Smith. And Melanie will be sharing personal insights to her life's evolution and the expansion of love, understanding, and compassion between herself and others as a result of her journey into African spirituality, a tradition full of wisdom, gentleness, and love, yet sadly surrounded by general misconceptions and negative portrayals. Welcome, Melanie.
Welcome,
thank
welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We had a bit of a technical hiccup before, guys, so please forgive the delay in our start, but
no,
we're all here. Give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
yes. So
what an introduction! But anyway, I love it.
Well, mm-hmm. Yes, you know, a great introduction for a great being. I have the pleasure of knowing Melanie personally. And I cannot begin to comment on just how awesome she is and, you know, the positive impact she's had on my life personally, you know, not only as a priestess, but just as a human being. So,
oh, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. It's all true. So, you know, without further ado, I will just ask you to share a little bit about how you got into, you know, African spirituality, how your journey started, where it started from, wherever feels right to start from.
Wow, it's such a big question because it took so many turns.
Yes.
But I will say what happened is that before I ever actually went to get my first reading from a Babalawo, I spent a couple of years just really feeling that I wasn't getting the full picture spiritually, that there were pieces missing from the puzzle. And what really happened is that I was in a really bad place in my life. And a very good friend of mine recognized that she had been exposed to the tradition before in New York. And the Babalawo was here from Cuba. And she said to me, you know, would you be willing to go and get a reading? And I was kind of like, you know, I've never really done that before. And so I was skeptical. But because I trust her so much, I said yes. And
so can I just ask, what is a Babalawo?
Okay, a Babalawo is the term that we use in the tradition for a priest, Baba for the male, a priest that reads from what we call the Dilogun, which is Ifa, which is some Holy Ifa word that people are going to be like, what? But
yes.
It's basically to have that term, it means you've been initiated and been studying and practicing under other under other elder Babalawos to be able to do certain levels of spiritual work.
So, Melanie, again, sorry to keep cutting you, but you know that we have a lot of questions for you in a short period of time. But
for those of us
who are from Jamaica or the Caribbean, is it Obia or Voodoo you're talking about when you talk about these African spirit? Because for many of us, when we talk about African spirituality, most of us tend to think of Voodoo or Obia or, you know, these kinds of things. Is this what you're talking about?
It is actually very similar. It's,
okay.
I'm so very glad that you asked me that question.
Yeah.
I must tell you. Because the journey into, I'm Jamaican, yeah? And so the journey into African spirituality for me was, as it would be for, I believe, anybody else in the Caribbean, very difficult because we have been, quote-unquote, very brainwashed.
We have been.
We
believe that anything from Africa is bad.
Yes, ma'am. And that anything of African spirituality, not anything from Africa, I think we're kind of past that, but anything to do with African spirituality is considered to be very negative. But that has been on purpose. I'm not very political about certain things, but that but that part of it has really been on purpose. Meaning that when when we were given another religion, a part of the way that was used to kind of help control us was, and it is not unique to us as African people, it happened across the world with all types of indigenous people. Their indigenous spiritual practices are taught to be negative. And once you get a set of people to believe that, the people who put that in place don't even need to carry it forward anymore. The people who have accepted the belief now will carry it on within their generations to come.
Yeah.
So let me go back now. Obia, it's not the tradition that I'm in is Santeria or Ifa, so it is not Obia, but the word Obia, the way that we have come to understand it, is actually the root of the word is O-B-I. Look, let me just say this, you know, I'm not a great historian and I'm not great on facts, but you understand? So some people will dispute all kind of things, but I'm just telling you from my understanding.
So OB
in our tradition is the coconut. We use the coconut is considered to be a very spiritual thing that has put on earth, basically. And so we use the coconut in divination. When we cut the coconut in a certain type of a way, we call them obi. And it may be, I'm not sure if that is the root of the word obia, but it comes so close.
Interesting, because my aunt was what they call the rap head or the, it wasn't quite Pocomania, but it was African revivalist, and she used to have a coconut cut in different ways in her house, in her bedroom, in different places at different times. So, but I never understood, but it's interesting. So it's interesting that you say this, Melanie.
Well, because in one coconut is all of life. You could live off a coconut alone, meaning that it has water and
food
And it has water and it has meat, coconut, and it could give you the milk. And also the husk of it could be used as the container, and the outside of it you could cut to use as the spoon. So within itself, it is, it's like it shows the intelligence of creation in one of its highest forms. And so that's why African spirituality considers it to, because it is, there's not anything else that I know of that does all of that in one. You see, it doesn't give you the water, the food, the container, and the way to use the container. Anyway, and then Voodoo is from Haiti. And all of it has just gotten a really bad reputation, because it is so different from Western, from the Western practice of spirituality. No, let me say this. Everything has its good side and everything has its bad side. Everything can be used in a good way and everything can be used in a bad way. What has happened
like
a lot
Western
in
medicine.
The Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
I
said just like Western medicine.
Oh, yes. Because, let's just say, just like every religion. Every religion has been used in a good way and in a bad way. But we have accepted only the truth of the negative part of African spirituality. And so we've lost out on all the rest of the knowledge that is contained in it. And for me, that's the part that is, you know, I guess very sad. Because in the practices as they have come down, like for me, when people say to me, oh, Lord, no, but that is so... You know, it's so scary and it's so this and all the negative things that they say. I thought, look here, that is more scary to you than a set of people going somewhere and chain up some people and tell them to no, read this. That's not any more scary. It's just been, you know, oppression is a part of the human condition in the history of people. So we've used it in many different ways. Over time, you understand? The ability to oppress one set over another. Now, I will say this. What has happened is that African spirituality, especially in a country like ours in Jamaica, because it had to be so hidden, we would have to know about the laws that were in place in slavery to really understand how deep it is that we had to hide, even maybe more than some other Caribbean islands. And so what happened is, in the hiding, the pieces that are retained are so split up. There's no order. There's not a lot of order. They're not like books that were written. They're not. It's just been oral tradition.
And I think traditionally, am I right? Traditionally, it is passed down through language and practice rather than written. Traditionally,
some
right?
Of it, but not all of it. Once we moved into this century, in Santeria and in Ifa, it's all written. Most of it.
Right.
All rituals are written. All the prescriptions are written. You know?
Okay.
Because in Latin culture, like in Cuba and in Brazil, they were able to practice much more easily because they could hide the religion under Catholicism.
Yes.
And so... there's a lot more retention of African spirituality in almost all Latin cultures. But in the English-speaking Caribbean and in English-speaking cultures, it was a lot more difficult. So let me just go to say this. So the thing is, what has come down through time is a lot of people who do practice the trickster side of African spirituality. Yes. So when people, when we say Obia and we do the in that way, the reason I don't really, well, for me, first of all, I never take offense to somebody's opinion of what they think of things. But outside of that, I understand why they have that sort of...
Where it's coming from, that negativity.
Right. Because of how it is practiced today, everybody's sort of split off. There's not really a community. And when there is no community, there is no accountability. So, you go to a little man somewhere, and you say, my baby father, give me bun, and he say, all right, tie up that, put it on the earth, and next thing you know, all kind of drama is going on, not just in your life, but in the baby father life, and everybody else around you.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
So, Melanie, let me ask you, I mean, so what have been... the positives that have taken place for you when you were introduced? I know we have a short time and we have a big story to tell, but I'm just curious now after saying all of these negative things that we have been brainwashed about with African culture, spirituality.
Right.
I mean,
So when I bumped into the system that I bumped into here, it was because the Babalawo was here. the very first reading and set of rituals that he gave me were so simple. It was to bring some like a food and something somewhere and then take it to the river and something and blah, 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 blah. And he gave it, the prescription was very exact. And what he said would occur or could occur is it pulls me out of this place. And I was like, okay, so this thing real, this thing interesting. And it started my journey. Then a teacher came to Jamaica who she ended up teaching me a lot about the concept, the basic premises that African spirituality is built on, which is basically that there's God in everything. There's sacred energy in everything. And ancient African people understood how to break that down. They understood, like, there's, you know, this concept that, you know, we worship more than one God. We don't worship more than one God. We understand that there's one God. But the human, the human can't contain all of that energy to do cleansings. And so we break it down into different aspects of the Creator. All the things that we see around us, we consider as different aspects of what the Creator made for us to go through and have a human existence. Yeah? So, oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't even know what to say because it has just given me so much. I'll just, let me put this in here now. Hold on. So I'm from an uptown high school and I went to university in America. And I'm a regular, I'm not an uptown Jamaican, you know, but I'm just saying, you understand?
Yes. And you're giving us your perspective of your background, a little bit of your background.
Yes, I'm giving a perspective to then say that then now, when I come now and I'm told, okay, you need to bathe off, you need to pick some flowers and do the and bathe off in those flowers.
That must sound so weird to you, like, what?
Listen to me. You cannot understand. I don't think anybody out there has been as just like, what? No. I just need to pray and meditate.
Yeah.
And that will be enough. You know? And it took me many years, even while still being in the religion, to really, really learn to respect the power of ritual as they have been passed down and prescribed by our ancestors. The system of Ifa and the system of Santeria, they're different. People who really, really know about them understand the big difference. But what I like about them is that they are both very organized systems.
So it is, in a sense, I mean, what's bringing into mind is like Catholicism, because to me, when I go to a Catholic church, I'm amazed at the amount of rituals, and of course, they all have meaning. So when you're saying, you know, rituals and so on, it sounds, when you're saying it's organized, it kind of brings that to mind, that organized system of rituals and what they're symbolic of and what they mean and what they do.
Because,
so would
well,
that be a similar
people,
experience to somebody who is coming to it?
Kind of, but what it is that this religion actually predates Catholicism. So what a lot of people who are historians in the tradition will actually tell you is that all of the saints and so on that the Catholics have are from the African
tradition. I mean, from Timbuktu and all of the original centers of the earth. Melanie, we have a caller who probably wants to ask you a question. I'm sure they have many, but as we have many too, so let us take this call. Hello, welcome to Growing Consciousness. You have a question for, well, I shouldn't say Melanie, I should call you by your African, Oyadina.
That's okay, that's fine, that's fine. Yes.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness. You have a question for us today? Okay, we don't, that caller is gone to silent for us.
Okay,
so Melanie, I guess you... So what would you say to somebody, Melanie, who is considering or who now is listening to you and is thinking, well, African spirituality sounds interesting. This may be something I'd like to... Where do we begin? Because initially you said, you know, different people are doing different things independently of themselves. If I am now interested in this, where... how do I start? How do I start to explore what this means? Where do I go? Who do I talk to? Where do I start?
And do you have to have a calling?
Do you have to have a calling for it? You know when you meet somebody and you know that you're supposed to know this person? If you go to a diviner in this spirituality, in this tradition, and you have a reading done, and you have the feeling like, oh, yeah, this is what I've been looking for, then you know that it's a part of your path. You see what I'm saying? That's kind of how you know. Let me just say this too in the mix. Like, there's nowhere in African spirituality that it ever speaks about not being able to practice other things. So there's a whole heap of people in the religion that go to church. There's no such thing in it that says, oh, you can only do this, you cannot do that. No, in terms of where would somebody start, Lord, I don't know what to tell you. everybody has to find their own teacher according to where they are. You know what I would actually tell people? If this is something that really interests you, if you just sit down and pray and meditate about it, you will just bump up teacher. You will bump up teacher the same way that I did. It's very... This tradition is huge in America, huge among African Americans and the Latin community. In Jamaica here now, not so much, but we have a priest here that she is over 30 years initiated, and we have a few others. But, you know, people kind of sometimes start this on and off. And we have, some people have what you call eles or groups, and then they have meetings and they teach and stuff. But I don't, that doesn't happen here, unfortunately. I should not say it doesn't happen. I should say that I don't know if it's happening in Jamaica right now.
So Melanie, we have another caller. Let's see if we can get this caller, because it seems like there's a lot of interest in this, in what you're talking about. So let us take this caller. Welcome to Positive Vibes. Can you tell us where you're calling from and what your question is today, please? Hello? Okay, everybody is gone quiet and silent on us. That's all right.
Yeah.
You know, something that came to me just quickly, when you were describing that in Santeria, Ifa, it breaks down that godness in everything. I just wanted to say that it feels like it not only breaks down, but not only breaks down and recognizes that there's God in everything. However, what it does is it connects the God in everything and brings that together in ritual. Therefore, it enhances the God power, the God energy, the Godness.
Beautiful. Yes.
Yes.
Just so. Just like that. What it does, I'll tell the story this way. To give you an example of how it works, to be a part of a tradition like this. Okay, you're going to call me. I know that I'm about to do this interview with you today. In addition to just becoming very silent, to make sure that I am calm and that I am speaking, I am not speaking to hear myself speak, that I am speaking for whomever it is that needs to hear what I have to say, because I've been living in my experience. I don't need to hear it again. Right? So to make sure that all of my energy is not on my ego, before you call, you know, people were supposed to be where I am. I ask everybody to not be here. I go and I made myself a spiritual bath. I did a meditation. I poured a libation. I am wearing what you call my alekes. I ground myself in the ways of the tradition. And I find that when I do that, easy. Life easy is not about me. I don't have to be about Melanie. I don't have to feel any way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I was going to, let me say this, because this is what I'm, okay. So for people to go forward in this, on any level, I would say this. Your ancestors are with you all the time. All of us have a set of people, some families, some not, that are always trying to be of assistance to us. As Jamaican people, we're full of spirit already. I spent this weekend was my stepfather's funeral. And so I was in St. Mary. I went to two sets of sessions and two sets of funerals. And I was reminded in the middle of all of that how much everybody has spirit. And so I would just say, if I was going to give a message to somebody, would be that when your ancestors speak to you in your dreams, listen to them. When you see certain things happening around you that you feel may be a message for you, pay attention to it. Because know that you are never alone. There are always a lot of energy that have come into your life with you to help you. Every single human being is important to a set of spirits. You understand? Nobody not just have one. Everybody has one. You know?
Yeah.
And so within the tradition, what we do, because we know this, we learn to give a lot of light and elevation to our spirits in different ways. Yeah? But even if you don't know how to do for yours, if I was to give out one, I would say, suppose you didn't have one grandmother that loved you like food, or a grandfather that loved you like food. Every now and again, put on a little piece of white cloth on a table, make a strong, sweet cup of coffee, and tell them that it's there for them. And say, thank you for helping me in whatever way. And they will continue to help you with or without it.
Acknowledgement.
But for people,
I said acknowledgement and gratitude.
Acknowledgement and gratitude. Because they really do help a lot, you know. And I suppose that's the part of it for me that I feel, that's the part of it for me that makes me feel a little sad sometimes for how our culture is. It's not about taking anybody out of how they practice now and how they worship now. It's about adding one more element. It's not about getting people to come into Santeria and Ifa on any level, really. But the ancestral part of it, and when the ancestral part of it is missing, it's a little rougher. But we have a lot, a big contention of it in our culture here. Now, like I said, the setup then that I went to, the revival band was there, them spray the rum, them sing whole night till morning. We still know how to be African.
Yes,
you know?
We do. We do. Even there was they were building a wall by me, and one of the first things that the workmen asked Monday morning was some white rum to sprinkle for the ancestors before they begin. So there is still a lot of tradition. But unfortunately, we have come to the end of our time here. We only have 90 seconds or less remaining.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, ladies.
Before you go, please tell us, tell the listeners how we can contact Melanie.
My website is one word, evolvewithoyadina.com. So it's evolvewithoyadina.com. And my number, I'm in Jamaica.
Email
would be Melanie@evolvewithoyadina.com.
evolvewithoyadina.com.
Yeah, it would be
and
just
Melanie
the same.
At
evolvewithoyadina.com.
Okay.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you. A pleasure. And
yes.
I know this is the first of many. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Blessings. Thank you. Take care.
And you, big love.
Okay. All right, man. Bye bye.
Thanks, listeners, once again for joining us for another episode of Growing Consciousness. Here you'll see you next month, same time, same place, for another episode.
Yes.